Star Wars, based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 7, The Han Solo Solution. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. In the most desperate crisis of that rebellion, secret plans vital to the survival of the Rebel Alliance were placed in the memory banks of the astro droid R2-D2. An unlikely group has gathered together to undertake a journey to Alderaan, where R2-D2 and his interpreter counterpart, C-3PO, must be safely delivered. Luke Skywalker, a young moisture farmer from the planet Tatooine, and Ben Kenobi, one of the last remaining Jedi Knights, have arranged for passage to Alderaan with a pair of reckless smuggler pilots, Han Solo and his Wookiee first mate, Chewbacca, in their starship, the Millennium Falcon. But in Mos Eisley spaceport, where the group is about to begin its journey, the streets are a swarm with Imperial stormtroopers and their spies and informers.
Well, Luke, if this Millennium Falcon of theirs is as fast as Captain Solo boasts it is, we should be able to reach Alderaan without further complication. Stop a moment, Luke.
Why? What is it?
I had the feeling I was under observation.
I don't see anybody.
Nor I.
Do you think those stormtroopers are still after us?
No, the Imperials who followed us out the back door of the cantina went the other way.
Then you're sure about this feeling?
The sensation was strong. But it is less so now.
Well, maybe whoever it was went away.
Come, we'd better hurry on. The sooner we get Captain Solo's money, the sooner we can get off Tatooine. Oh, I promised him 2,000 in cash, but I've none of my own. We shall have to sell the land speeder.
Suits me. I'm never coming back to this planet anyway.
If I were you, I wouldn't be so positive about where the future will find me.
Master Luke!
R2-3PO, what are you doing here? I told you to wait by the speeder.
We were doing precisely that, sir, when a search party of stormtroopers began sweeping the area.
What?
We were compelled to elude them by hiding among the stock at a used droid lot.
And whose idea was that?
I'm afraid it was mine, sir. Perhaps R2-D2's deceitfulness is infectious.
Don't worry about it, 3PO. You were just being flexible.
Oh, well, put that way, it doesn't sound quite so bad, does it, sir?
But this news is not good. Which way were the sweeps moving?
That way, sir.
Converging on the center of town.
But that's where we're going to have to go to sell my speeder. All the buyers are there.
Then that is where we must go. It's imperative we get Captain Solo his money.
We can't take the droids. There'll be Imperials all over the place.
Well, if they're using standard search patterns, the area between here and the spaceport itself should be fairly clear by now. 3PO and R2 can wait for us there.
Shouldn't one of us stay with them?
No, you have to be there when the sale is made, Luke, to transfer ownership. And I don't want you venturing among the Imperials and the Mos Eisley sharpers alone.
I guess you're right. 3PO?
Sir?
I want you and R2 to go to Docking Bay 94 at the spaceport and wait for us.
Very good, sir.
Ben and I have to sell the speeder. As soon as we're done, we'll meet you there.
You can count on us, sir.
I'm sure I can, 3PO.
When humans design machines with quasi-personalities, they never realized how very much that implies. R2 and 3PO are an extraordinary pair.
You think so too, huh? What about Captain Solo and Chewbacca?
Ah, another curious pair. Look out for that robo-flatbed, Luke.
I see it.
Now, there is something more to Solo than meets the eye. I sense that he's not just another Corellian smuggler or minor outlaw. At the same time, he wishes people to think he's something other than he actually is.
You think he can get us to Alderaan?
He will try, I'm sure of that. But what I meant was that while he puts up a callous front, I suspect that the substance there is quite a different thing. And then there is the Wookiee.
Oh, Chewbacca. He's the first Wookiee I ever saw. What was that weapon he had, that rifle crossbow thing.
That is a bowcaster, the traditional weapon of his species.
What's he doing co-piloting a starship?
Now don't be deceived by appearances, Luke. Wookiees aren't simply big, shaggy humanoids. Huh? They have an ancient culture with subtleties of its own. They are creatures with close ties to nature and a great affinity, in their own way, for the Force.
Wookiees?
Oh, yes. Solo's no ordinary criminal, or he wouldn't be likely to have a Wookiee for a companion. Nor, I think, would just any Wookiee be found roving the galaxy in his company. Chewbacca is an individual of some note, too, I think.
Then you think we can trust them?
Not rely upon them entirely, perhaps. And I certainly wouldn't want to subject Captain Solo to too much temptation. But I'm satisfied that he's a man who will keep his end of our deal.
Well, all we need from him is passage to Alderaan.
Indeed. Now, over to the left there is the establishment of a buyer and seller of vehicles. We might get a fair price there.
Right. Boy, it looks like this place will buy anything that moves. A lot of stuff that doesn't.
And what can I do for you, humans?
I want to sell this speeder.
If we can get a fair price.
Hmm. Yeah, I paid $2,400 for it, and I put a lot of work into it. I think it's worth a lot more.
$1,500 is all I can offer you, human.
$1,500? Look, this land speeder's in great shape, even if it's not very pretty.
We can accept no less than $2,000.
Your grip on reality is fragile, humans. It's the newer models that are in demand now, not these old ones. I shall probably have to sell it at a loss.
But it's still not a fair price.
You touch a responsive chord in my charitable nature, humans. $1,600.
What?
That isn't enough.
That isn't enough?
This speeder is worth more.
This speeder is worth more.
You can have his $2,000.
Yes, you can have your $2,000, young human.
Thanks.
Here, press your thumbprint on the transfer register. And here is your money.
Let's be off, Luke. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I grow senile? Am I in second grubhood to fall prey so easily to a pair of humans?
Well, there's advantages to the Force that I'm just beginning to see, Ben.
I would never have used it in that fashion if it hadn't been an emergency. Abuse of the Force leads to the worst imaginable consequences, Luke. Always remember that.
$2,000 is about the best we could have done. Nobody wants those old land speeders since the new XP-38s came out.
$2,000 will suffice. We'll pay Captain Solo the rest of his money when we reach Alderaan. The main thing now is to get underway.
Well, Solo's gonna be happy. He looked like he wanted to get his hands on some cash awfully bad.
No doubt he has debts in Mos Eisley. The underworld here boasts some pretty tough characters. They can be very unpleasant towards someone who owes them. Wait.
Why are we stopping?
I felt it again. The sensation that we're being observed.
I still don't see anybody.
Whoever it is, they've concealed themselves.
Well, what should we do?
We'd better get to the docking bay as quickly as we can. Come, there's no time to lose.
Chewie, did you pick up our gear? After you left the cantina, Greedo showed up. He was out to burn me down. He said Jabba the Hutt's mad about that load of Kessel spice we had to dump when the Imperials boarded us. I did tell him, but Jabba's put such a high price on our heads that every professional gun in this part of space will be hunting for us. Yeah. And if that wasn't enough trouble, Jabba gave Heater the job of finding us. I know Heater doesn't fool around. Who, Greedo? Nah, he was dumb enough to relax for a second. I hope they throw him a nice funeral.
Solo! Hey, Solo!
It's Squeak. How do I know what he wants?
Solo, I've been looking all over for you in the work.
And I noticed you found us, Squeak, so?
Big Bunchy wants to see you. He, got a job for you.
Well, then why'd he wait until we're chartered?
It all came up at once.
Listen, you can tell Bungie I said, who the hell needs...
He pays $10,000 in advance.
An old man, a kid, and two droids, right, Chewie? Lead on, Squeak.
What's wrong with the work?
Nothing. Look, wait over there for a second, will you?
Sure.
What's eating you? Well, I don't care what happens to the old man. Or the kid. This is real life, not some kind of game. Hey, Squeak.
Yeah, huh?
Tell Big Bungie he's got himself a starship.
Now you're talking.
Okay, what's the deal?
A load of track roofs due in tomorrow. You take it from here.
Tomorrow? Look, we're hot and we're rapidly going critical. Jabba and Eater are on our necks, and the stormtroopers are probably after us too by now. Tell Bungie to find someone else.
Hey, listen to me.
Scram, Squeak.
Okay,
huh?
Sure.
The nerve of some people. Yeah, let's go in and get the Falcon checked out. I still get a funny feeling about that old man and the kid. I'm not sure what it is about them, but they're trouble. Sure wish we didn't need that money, so... Listen. That's Eater. He's down there by the ship with his gang. Yeah. Dump the gear and lock the door behind us so we don't get any more unexpected company. We gotta go in there, Chewie. We can't let him damage the ship. We just have to outbluff him. Keep your bowcaster ready.
If I have to, I'll come in after you.
Here goes.
I'm giving you one last chance, Solo. Come out, I've got you surrounded.
If you do, you're facing the wrong way.
Solo.
You see, I've been waiting for you, Heater.
Well, I expected you would be, huh?
We're not the type to run, are we, Chewie?
Let's go.
Stand right where you are, Heater. And tell your circle of close friends there not to look so anxious with their guns.
We're just showing proper respect for your reputations. Oh, my boy, there are times when you disappoint me. Why haven't you paid us for that load of castle spice you lost?
I told Jabba he'd get his money.
And why did you have to fry poor Greedo? After all that he and I have been through together,
Well, it was my taste in drinking buddies, partly. But mostly it was because you sent Greedo to fry me.
No, why would I do that? You're the best smuggler in the business. You're too valuable to kill. Greedo was only relaying our natural concern at the delay in payment. He wasn't going to burn you.
Oh, no? Well, he thought he was.
Son, you must understand, I can't make an exception, much as I like you. Where would poor old Heater be if he let his pilots dump their shipments and then show empty pockets when we asked for our money back?
You and Jabba don't stick your necks out, Heater. We do.
And that's what you're paid for. And when you fail, it's bad for business.
Oh, yeah, and you think it would be good for business to shoot it out with Chewie and me. Is that what you think?
Nobody said that.
Go ahead. You got plenty of guns behind you.
I was just telling my associates here before you and the Wookiee arrived, you're both too valuable to fry out of hand.
Well, as it happens, I can pay you back, but I need a little time.
Ah, yes. That charter. I've already had word that you were talking to someone in the cantina. How much are they paying you?
Enough to square with you, Heater. That's all you need to know.
Something's going on in Mos Eisley. Streets are filled with stormtroopers. Imperial spies circulating everywhere. Even my sources can't find out what it's all about. But this sudden appearance of passengers who are eager to pay well for a quick liftoff may be tied to it somehow.
So?
Perhaps there's more money to be had by bargaining with the Imperial.
Heater. Selling people out to the Empire isn't our style, you know that.
Oh, hon. Now, how do you and the Wookiee ever expect to get ahead in this life?
Huh? Well, some days we're content just to stay even. Mm. Now, do we do it my way, or do you and these goons still want a piece of me and Chewie?
Well, I am a businessman, above all, Han. So for something extra, why don't we make it 25%? I'll wait, but not long.
You'll get it.
I'd better. If I'm disappointed again, it won't be any two-for-the-credit twerp I'll put on your trail. Next time, I'll hire Bubba Fett himself.
Don't get yourself in a lather, and I'll pay you.
Yeah.
Because I choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Now get out of here.
That should be Docking Bay 94 just ahead, R2.
No.
I don't seem to see Master Luke around anywhere. Perhaps we'd better go into the bay and wait. The door is locked. Now what shall we do? Look, R2. More stormtroopers. But we have nowhere to retreat to. This is a dead end. Wait, where are you going? R2! Just what do you think you're doing at that shop door? Artu, have you gone completely
out of
your...
Well, what do you two want?
Come on.
I haven't got all day. I'm on my way out.
Oh, yes. As my counterpart here has just explained, we're here to see if you need any maintenance jobs done.
Maintenance?
Maintenance. We belong to the Skywalker Technical Maintenance Service.
Never heard of it.
But of course you haven't, sir. We're a new organization. That is why we are canvassing the area for the, well, our publicity campaign.
Publicity campaign?
Yes, I see.
What?
Well, what I meant was, we are offering a free trial service. My counterpart and I will repair, recalibrate, and run system checks on any equipment you desire. Oh, free of charge, mind you, as a special introductory offer.
Yeah, come back later. I'm on my way out.
Sir, I...
Yeah!
As my counterpart just reminded me, this is a one-time-only offer. We'll have to move along to the next shop if you are unable to accept it.
Well, the energy lathe is running out of sync.
Oh, we'll have it fully functional in no time. Wait, we are to.
All right. Go to it. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Your equipment will be just like new, sir.
Like it used to be, we'll be just fine. Skywalker maintenance.
You won't regret this, sir. Here come the stormtroopers. Quick, Artie, inside. Lock the door.
Okay, let's retrace our steps and move along to the next street.
Oh, thank goodness they've left. I would much rather have gone with Master Luke than stay here with you. I don't know what all this trouble is about, but I'm sure it must be your fault. You watch your language, would you? Master Luke, where? Master Luke! Here we are, sir!
Calm down, 3PO. No need to yell.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master Luke. We were so worried about you.
Are you two all right?
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you wait inside the docking
bay? It was locked until a moment ago. You have no idea what R2 and I have been through since
then. We'll have to hear this later. We must move as quickly as we can.
Are we still being followed, Ben?
I'm nearly sure of it. Once or twice, I thought I caught a glimpse of someone keeping well back trailing us. Come.
Come along, R2.
Look, there's Chewbacca waiting at the door.
We're all here, my friend, and we have the money. When can we raise ship? Good. Let us proceed.
Boy, after all Solo's bragging, I can't wait to see this great ship of his.
Well, don't expect a smuggler's starship to belong on Beauty Loop.
What? That's a starship? So this is the great Millennium Falcon he's been telling us about. What a piece of junk!
She'll make 0.5 over light speed, kid.
What?
She's got the highest lift-mass ratio around. Enough to step away from any Imperial ship. And her weapons rating's just plain illegal.
You think this old wreck will hold together?
Better watch it, kid. We don't like anybody knocking her. The Falcon may not be much for looks, but she's got it where it counts. Right, Chewie? I've added some special modifications of my own.
Captain Solo, we have no time to lose.
Chewie, get up in the cockpit and start the pre-flight rundown.
Okay, now you can show us how this thing performs.
Just a second there, boys. There's still a little matter of my good faith money. 2,000 in cash, if I remember right. It'll be a happier trip all around if we get that out of the way first.
Very well. Luke?
Here's your money.
Oh, it's funny how this stuff brightens your day, isn't it?
Aren't you gonna count it?
Don't you guys think I trust you? Besides, I got the whole trip for that. Now, we're a little rushed, so if you'll get aboard, we'll get out of here.
Captain Solo, I have reason to believe we may have been followed.
Well, my solution for that is to haul jets. Up the ramp and to the right, gents and droids. Make yourselves comfortable in the forward compartment. I'll disconnect the umbilicals and we're off.
Very well. Come, Luke. R2, 3PO.
Come on. Hello, Captain Solo. May I say what a pleasure it is to make you acquaint?
Look, I'm not too fond of machinery that talks back. Now, get on up there with the rest of them. Smart mouth kid. Not to mention that old relic who's in charge of this crazy excursion package. How come I never get the cake jobs, huh? The easy ones. Everybody but me.
Stop that ship!
Oh boy, stormtroopers. Hey, my ship! If that's how you feel about it. Whoa! Coming up, Chewie! Okay, Chewie, get us out of here. Deflect your shield up. The old man was right about being followed. We're raising ship right now. Are the engines warmed up? Well, they'll just have to do. My solution to all this is to get the hell out of here. Well, since when do we need liftoff clearance? You ready? Hit it! That gave those armored simps something to think about. Trim her off, Chewie. Huh? What sensor reading? Imperial cruiser closing fast. Oh, my day's complete. Yeah, our passengers must be hotter than I thought. Angle deflector shields astern while I make calculations for the jump to light speed. Stay sharp, Chewie. There are two more battle wagons converging. They're gonna try and cut us off.
What's going on?
It's a going away party. What's the matter? Didn't you get an invitation?
Imperial cruisers.
You guessed it, old man. And it looks like they want our hides any way they can get them.
Why didn't you outrun them? I thought you said this thing was fast.
Watch your mouth, kid, or you're gonna find yourself floating home.
They're firing on us.
Go back to the acceleration chairs and strap in. We're making the jump to light speed. Hang on to your pelt. We can pull this one off. We got it made. Here goes! Hey, we made it!
The Millennium Falcon and her oddly met passengers and crew have managed to escape Tatooine. Before them looms the trip to Alderaan, and although they don't know it, something else awaits them too. The Empire's awesome battle station, the Death Star. Star Wars, Episode 7 by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Bernard Barons as Ben Kenobi, and Perry King as Han Solo. The series was directed by John Madden, with sound mixing and post-production by Tom Vagley. Music by John Williams. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burt. Story editor for the series was Lindsay Smith. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. Executive producer was Richard Toskin. Executive producer for Lucasfilm was Carol Teitelman. Star Wars was presented by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.